From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush names his two immediate predecessors, including his dad, to lead American fundraising efforts for victims of the Indian Ocean tsunamis. First, the lead. The number of deaths from those killer waves now exceeds 139,000 people, and it's expected to go even higher. At the White House earlier today, President Bush said this country joins in the mourning.
We have come together to express our country's sympathy for the victims of a great tragedy.
Along with sympathy, the U.S. and other nations are also sending much-needed aid to some of the worst-hit areas in Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Indonesia, which is where NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from the city of Banda Aceh.
Relief supplies are now pouring in, at least to Banda Aceh, where the cleanup effort is picking up as well. Most of the bodies which have been lying in the open have been removed. Much of the debris has been cleared from major streets. Farther out, however, many towns and villages are still struggling. 12 miles outside Banda Aceh, the coastal highway is cut. The bridge over a wide river completely swept away. A creaking wooden boat is being used to ferry people across the river, pulled across using a rope tied to the other side. Once on the other side, there isn't much left of the town of Lok Nai. Only one building remains standing, a cement factory badly battered by the waves. All the houses here, all the businesses are gone. The tugboat Pelita Maju sits upright on the road some 200 yards from shore. A freighter lies on its side at the pier. Indonesian soldiers dig a grave in the sandy soil along the side of the road. A body wrapped in black plastic lies nearby. Lieutenant Nur Arif wasn't here when the waves struck, but he came back to find his entire unit gone.
I think more than 100.
And did they have family here too?
Yes, sir.
And how many family?
I think more than 200, about the wife and the children.
U.S. naval helicopters pass repeatedly overhead, hugging the shoreline, bringing supplies to remote towns farther down the coast. About half a dozen men coming from one of those towns, Lomno, stop for a moment. 22-year-old Faisal tells their story. We left Lomno 24 hours ago, he says, and we've been walking ever since. There is very little food or water left there, he says. A helicopter dropped some noodles a few days back, and a little more came by boat, but it's not nearly enough, he says. So he and some friends decided to walk towards the provincial capital, hoping to find something better. There used to be 25,000 people in Lomno, he says. Now there are only 5,000 left. And the ones still alive are hungry, and many, he says, are sick. At the airport back in Banda Aceh, sailors from the U.S. carrier, the Abraham Lincoln, are furiously stacking boxes of water and milk to be loaded onto a waiting helicopter. Nearly 20 helicopters from the Abraham Lincoln have been bringing supplies to some of the worst-hit areas for 2 days now. Marine Captain Andrew Rice.
These people are getting very desperate, and they're very happy to see water and food and any sort of provisions that we can get out to them.
So desperate, Rice says, that the helicopter crew chiefs have had trouble restraining the crowds that greet their arrival.
We're definitely being careful and making sure that we don't get into a situation where anybody's doing anything dangerous. We want to get the food to these people, and it's been, I guess, 8 days now since the tsunami, and we need to get the food and the water out to them as soon as possible.
Rice says he has no idea how long it will take to get enough food to enough places to solve the short-term need. More helicopters, he says, will be in the air tomorrow. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Banda Aceh.